online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. It's Tom Crosdell.
At least 64 people are dead after a fire at a shopping centre in Russia. Many of the victims in the city of Kemerovo are children. Dozens are injured while others are missing. Here's the deputy head of the Emergencies Ministry.
We received information about smoke in the shopping mall on the fourth floor, where children's playing rooms and cinemas are situated. Currently, 20 psychologists are working with 17 relatives who've called us and said they cannot contact their children.
A man who murdered another man in a road rage incident just off the M25 in Kent has been moved to an open prison. 70-year-old Kenneth Noy is now at HMP Stamford Hill on the Isle of Sheppey and has been cleared for day release. He was jailed for life in 2000 for stabbing 21-year-old Stephen Cameron near Swanley 4 years earlier.
KMFM. KMFM News.
A toddler is being checked in hospital after a crash near Maidstone. Emergency services were called to one vehicle in Chart Hill Road in Chart Sutton. The road is closed. As a result, Andy will keep you posted in the travel. A girl's told police a man followed her to school in southeast Kent. Teachers from Folkestone Academy have written to parents telling them to be aware. After it happened in Cornwallis Avenue on Thursday, police are looking into it. Rochester Cathedral suspended its musical director over allegations of gross indecency. It's understood 46-year-old Scott Farrell's being investigated by police in Cambridgeshire over an historic claim.
KMFM News.
A report's found children in the north of England are facing deprivation and poor schools. Matt's got more on this one for KMFM.
These kids in Newcastle don't feel disadvantaged.
If something happens, I might move to a different place, but for most of my life, I'll be in Newcastle.
I think I'll live here always.
But the Children's Commissioner has found they're falling behind their southern counterparts.
They not only like to live in disadvantaged communities, but actually their schools have also the poorest results in the country.
Anne Longfield wants support for youngsters prioritised. Susan Hunter helps run a basketball group in Newcastle.
We always know there's a divide, but here we just try and do what we can with what we get.
The government says improvements are underway.
Work started drawing up plans for a £75 million development in Dartford Town Centre. If they get the green lights, work on a new cinema, bars, restaurants and homes in the Westgate area could start late next year. A Maidstone charity has found nearly half of people with learning disabilities say they've been the victim of hate crime, but that 60% of them didn't feel able to go to the police. MCCH are now trying to make it easier for people to report incidents without having to go to a police station. Caroline Stevens is from the charity.
Many individuals will have anxiety about talking to authority figures one-on-one. They can have a heightened sensitivity to their environment. This is why understanding the disability and some of the support techniques is so important.
KMFM Showbiz.
James McVeigh says he nearly quit the Vamps because of mental health problems, but he reckons speaking to his bandmates was a big help.
When you are in that mindset, you kind of spiral into like quite a dark position where you have irrational thoughts, and it took me speaking to people to kind of take a step back, get a third person's perspective.
And Deck says he and his wife Ali are delighted to be expecting their first child together. The news was confirmed on Twitter last night after a load of rumours.
Sport. With dynoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's cricketers have lost the first test with New Zealand in Auckland. With more on that and the rest of the day's sports, here's Nicola.
Well, they were bowled out for 320, giving the hosts a comfortable victory by an innings and 49 runs. That's as England captain Joe Root says he wasn't aware of any potential ball tampering in their Winter Ashes defeat to Australia. It's after Steve Smith's team were caught cheating against South Africa. Reports out this morning suggested some England players were also suspicious of the side, but Root's not saying much.
I wasn't aware of anything personally. I'm sure there's plenty of other people around the world making comments, and you know, I don't think there's any need for me to get involved.
And British tennis number one Johanna Konta's title defence sees her take on Venus Williams in the Miami Open last 16 later. Konta beat Belgium's Elise Mertens to make it through.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.